This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. In what he calls a truly historic moment in the Middle East, President Donald Trump has scored a rare diplomatic win. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president says Israel and the United Arab Emirates have agreed to establish full diplomatic ties, making the UAE the first Gulf Arab state to do it and only the third Arab nation.
Now that the ice has been broken, I expect more Arab and Muslim countries will follow.
The agreement's both a win and a setback for Palestinians. It's part of a deal to stop Israel's annexation of land Palestinians seek for their future state. But the Palestinians have long urged Arab governments not to normalize relations with Israel until they get a state. Hamas calls the move by the Emiratis a stabbing in the back. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi Thursday accused President Donald Trump of seeking to undermine democracy as funding for the U.S. Postal Service and to shore up election infrastructure became a major sticking point in congressional talks on coronavirus relief. In her weekly press conference, Pelosi said any coronavirus relief bill should include billions of dollars to protect not just Americans' right to vote, but also essential services like mailing prescription medicines during the pandemic.
At a time of a pandemic, you would think they'd have a little sensitivity. But so obsessed are they to undermine absentee voting that this is their connection there.
The president has vowed to block any money to facilitate mail-in voting. He has been railing against mail-in ballots for months. Millions of Americans, including much of the military and the president himself, have used the post office to cast absentee ballots.